Now thirdly, awareness of people. By this we mean awareness of people as people. And strange to say, that's a comparatively rare thing. Usually we're aware of people not as people but as things, as objects, as bodies out there. The extreme case, of course, is that of the infant. The infant is not aware in the early months of life even of mother as a person, in fact least of all of mother as a person. To the infant, mother is just an object that gives warmth, nourishment, and so on. Mother, to him, is just, we may say, a breast. Now, we like to think that we grow out of this sort of attitude towards people, regarding them as things. And to some extent, we do grow out of it, but not altogether. Only too often, unfortunately, in our personal lives, our personal relationships, we treat other people not as persons, but as things, as objects. And no doubt all of us can think of many examples of this sort of thing. Now, we can't be aware of people unless we first of all look at them. And as many of you know, this is one of the things that we learn to do in our communication exercises. To learn to look at people. However, I'm not going to say anything more about that at the moment, because the weekend after the one that's coming, we shall be doing the communication exercises in a special weekend course. As I've said, only if we look at people can we be aware of them. And we can go even further than that, and we can say, it's only if we're aware of people that we can love them.